All right. Hate to interrupt the Digital Underground, but nonetheless, we're live here, and it's a bit in the valley. Keaton, now we've got a beautiful little layer of snow falling and great basketball action coming up right now. The rookies of Kingco squaring up against the Tanana, and the team from Tanana, and they are the Wolves. So the Wolves from Tanana. These girls are just in. The girls just drove up this morning from Anchorage. It was a really nice drive. Beautiful. No snow just north of Anchorage. And then once you get into the Willow area, Wasilla area, snow starts to appear. And right now we have this really nice little sprinkling. It's a beautiful day. Lots of people in the stands. Sioux Valley had their building burned down a few years ago. So this is a fairly new school, and you can really tell. It's just beautiful. But here we go right now. The girls are in their places. Kaylee is going to go up against number 40, Geneva Wright. Geneva's got about two, three inches on Kaylee. But Kaylee looks like she is definitely going to have a spring on her. Yep, that spring worked, and the ball went into the hands of Peyton. And as she was recovering it, it was a fight between her and another player from the Wolves to get their hands on the ball. It goes out of bounds, and they're going to go up to the last touch by the Wolves. So here we go. The girls are in a 2-1-2 zone, and they're moving really quick. They got their defensive slide positions going really quick. But the shot's up for three by Chanel. It didn't go down, but she gets a quick rebound, and the rookies are looking real sharp. They had a big win against Houston yesterday, took that by about 11 points. The rookies can't quite turn that into a basket, so the rebound goes to the Wolves this time, and they'll move it up. And the rookies themselves playing into a 2-3 zone. Playing a high 2-3 zone, leaving the post pretty well open down low. So they're going to have to watch out for any plays on the bottom end. The Wolves take a shot from three. Doesn't go down, almost out of the baseline, but a good job by the girls from Tanana flying out to save that one. Another shot for three goes up, and that one won't go down either. But, man, King Cove not getting the rebound. One more chance here for the Wolves, and oh, there's a missed pass right there. Peyton's right on top of it. She pulls back, though. The defense caught up with her. She had a good look at the basket, but the defense moved quickly, so she pulled back and let everyone catch up with her. And Kaylee put up a shot about 12 feet out that doesn't go down, but King Cove controlling the rebound. King Cove wearing their jerseys with a light gold and black design going down the side. I haven't seen these ones yet for the rookies, but man, they look really nice. The Tanana Wolves wearing red and black, all red, black down the side, looks good as well. And rookies can't quite make any points out of that opportunity, so the ball goes back to the Wolves. 0-0 is the score. 6:30 so far left on the clock here in the first quarter, and we are again live in Talkeetna. If you're just joining us for the Crawley Classic, it's a great tournament here that they hold every year. We were here last time 2 years ago, and King Cove, the boys, walked away with the championship, and I think the girls, they got really close. I don't remember who walked away with the girls. They did the girls? Okay, the girls won 2 years ago as well. They're looking for the banner. So 2013, the boys and girls of King Cove both won the championship games here. So we'll see if we can get a repeat here for the rookies. Rookies have possession of the ball with six on the clock here. And they're good movement. They're not taking it down low. Chantel Mack has just been a dominant force. Here they go. They finally set it down. She gets her hands on it, turns into the post, and drives to the basket. She gets fouled on the way there. Number 40, that's Geneva Wright. And that was exactly what the rookies needed to do. They've been moving the ball outside the perimeter. They needed to take it lower. Chantel has just been unstoppable. And there she goes, two from long. Oh, the first one is hard off the back iron. And Geneva, girls from Tanana coming up and giving her high fives. Good sportsmanship from the Wolves. And here's her second attempt. It's up. Oh, this one off the front iron, but the rebound bounces back. And Chantel can't quite catch up with it. Rebound's going to go to the Wolves. And they'll put up a shot. It's going to go short and out of bounds. Baseline, number 22 with that attempt. That's Ashley Nicolia. So a little bit of a slow start here in the first quarter. Neither the rookies nor the Wolves able to turn anything over. Tight defense from the Wolves, making it hard. Chanel has a wide open three. Oh, it goes off the top of the rim and bounces back out. good work by Sean Cal. She worked hard for the rebound, gets it, and put up a side hook. That, too, went to the basket, and the Wolves get the rebound. Oh, but there's a dribble off the toe and into the hands of Peyton. Peyton's going to drive up fast and but pull back and let the girls catch up. So it goes, the Wolves play a real tight 2-1. Now they're kind of into a high 2-3 zone here, and they play a real tight defense, giving the rookies a hard time. Offensively, the Wolves have not been able to convert any baskets either, and they have a lot harder time controlling the ball on the offensive side. So low-scoring game so far. We'll see what they can do. Oh, trying to move the ball down to the post where Kiana Utek was. It gets tipped out by number 12, Taylor Burkett. The Wolves are short their top scorer, Samantha Wright. She stayed home for this trip. Not sure the reasons why, but the coach said that she was their top scorer in most games and definitely going to be missed. It's a very similar situation as to Birchwood Christian when the rookies played them. Chanel's going to put up another long shot for two. That one won't go in, and rebound for the Wolves. And the Wolves will take their time with the ball, moving it up. We got two games today. The rookies will play right now, and then the boys from Sandpoint will go against the home team, Sitna Valley, Sioux Valley Rams, tonight, 7:30. Of course, that game will be covered. The girls are just rolling in here from Sandpoint. We saw them come in here about 15, 20 minutes ago. I have not yet seen the boys from Sandpoint. Girls from the rookies have the ball now, and they're moving it around, taking their time. We're halfway through the first quarter. And here's some movement of the girls. They're having a fine opportunity moving on the outside perimeter, but number 40, Geneva Wright, is just stealing up that bottom post. Sean Kelly, oh, there's the first 2 points of the game. Janelle Newman with a nice little jumper just inside the three-point line. Good shot by Chanel. And Geneva Wright is just, I mean, she's got two 3 inches, literally, on Chantel. And she's, you know, she's a strong player. You can tell that it's going to be really hard for them to work the bomb post. But Chantel and Kiana are both down there, and they're going to need to kind of work on getting the movement into the post open so that way they can get it. Two shots went up by the Wolves, and neither of them connected with their basket. So this time, the rookies get the rebound, and they quickly move it down. And a three-point shot attempted by Kaylee won't go in. But the rookies will move it around again, take it back outside the perimeter. Long shot by Peyton, hard off the back iron. And I just don't know why the rookies aren't trying to move it down to the post. They got Kiana, they've got Chantel both down there. Chantel has been just amazing on the post. And not a lot of calling out from Coach Barker either to move it. This must be their game plan. Hard shot by the Wolves, goes hard off the glass. Rebound by Chanel, and she moves the ball up quick on the transition. But the defensive play here, the 2-1-2 zone, has just been great for the Wolves, really cutting off the rookies from being able to score. So definitely the saving grace so far in this game, as offensively the Wolves have been struggling. 2:18 on the clock here, only one foul against the Wolves, and Peyton drives in, but quickly passes the ball outside to Chanel. She puts a shot up for three, and it goes on the top of the rim, bounces off, and the rebound into the hands of the Wolves. Timeout going to be called here. Quick 30-second timeout being called by Coach Arnold Marks of the Wolves, and he is going to take a chance to talk to his girls and see if he can bring some life into the offense. Both teams struggling offensively here. I mean, with six minutes down in the first quarter, the score is 2-0. So both teams are struggling here to get their offensive lines engaged. I was talking to the boys from Tanana, and they're right there where the rivers of the Yukon and the Tanana River connect. So it's right in the interior, about 160 miles upriver from Galena. So they got temperatures of negative 60 around there. But they were saying there's hardly enough snow on the ground to even snow machine in. So it's been warm everywhere. But we'll see if we can get some warmth here on the court with these two teams. Possession is going to be in the hands of the Wolves, and Tanana will move the ball in at the half-court line.
Is that all we're used for?
Good pressure there by Chanel. Don't move it in easily. And a wide-open shot on the other side of the post. And we'll see what Coach Arnold had up his sleeve when he called that timeout. The shot's completely missed and picked up by the rookie. Substitution for Emily Randall, and she quickly makes short work of the point. Interesting play there by Coach Barker. He moved Emily Randall in and pulled out Chantel. So he takes out one of his top scorers, Chantel Mack, and puts in Emily Randall. And this shows you what Coach Barker's plan is here. Instead of trying to move things down the post, they're going to focus on shooting. Emily is a great shooting player, but cannot move the post down. Okay, actually, Kiana, and they just tried to move down to the post where Kiana is on the right-hand side bottom. She not a lot of experience with Kiana. She's been a really good freshman player, started and coming off the bench as well. And so she does a good job, but she, instead of trying to drop step in, she just passed it about to Peyton. Peyton misses the shot. The score is 4-0 now. 1 minute left here in the first period. And I see the boys from Sandpoint now. It looks like they just arrived. Coach Herndon walking in. Rebound goes to the rookie. Failed attempt by the Banana Wolves to get some points there. And Emily Brandle will bring it up, but she'll quickly pull back and let Peyton take over. Here's good motion, getting Chanel wide open. That one doesn't go in. And, fight for the rebound off the hands of Kaylee Calver and out of bounds. So possession going to the Wolves, and a full-court press being implemented now by the rookies. A little bit of a missed assignment there, though. Emily Brandle went too far back, and that allowed for an easy move into the half court, breaking the press. 20 seconds on the clock. Good defense by Chanel forces number 12, Reese Marks, to pull up a dribble. Taylor Burkett to pull up a dribble. Shot goes up by the Wolves. Bounced off the back iron. Picked up by the Wolves. 7 seconds left here on the clock. Running short on time. Tight defense there. We'll get down to Geneva Wright. Oh, and a deflection by Gianna Youssef. And that will end the first quarter. And as we go into the second, the score will be a very low 4-0. Both teams struggling to get their offensive line lined up. But we'll see what adjustments Coach Barker has. He's been going for a shooting offense here in the first quarter. We'll see if he maintains that strategy in the second. Quick word from our sponsors. Thank you to GCI, the Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage. Also, a thank you to Peninsula Airways and Sandpoint and Cold Bay. Also, I want to say thank you to Grant Aviation and Eider Air. Lake Clark Air up in Fort Allsworth. Also a big thank you to the FV Red Hunter, the Schumann Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation, and WazTac Electronics. Thank you so much for your support of these broadcasts. We very much appreciate it. And that's the end of the first quarter here. We're live in Talkeetna, Alaska. And as I said earlier, a beautiful little dusting of snow coming down. Looks like it's picking up just a little bit, but not a lot of snow elsewhere. You can tell that's been pretty warm everywhere, especially up in the interior. And I was just told by Virgil Porter that the lack of snow in Anchorage is forcing the Iditarod to start in Fairbanks. And I'll tell you, that's no surprise. There is just no snow anywhere in Anchorage. And here we go. There's a buzzer letting us know it's time to start the second and final quarter of the first half of this game against the Banana Wolves and the Rookies from King Cove. The score is 4-0. King Cove holding on to a lead. The Wolves having a real hard time getting points on the board. And here's the beginning. The possession goes over to the Wolves. And the Wolves have the ball. Number 12, Taylor Burkett, taking her time. There's a shot that goes way over the rim. And a rebound on the baseline by Peyton Kuzakin. She'll move the ball up real fast. But, man, I really got to give props to the Wolves in their defensive transition. They get back really quick. They're a fast team. They do a good job moving down and shutting down the defense. Mary Lee Yashwineff is in. She has replaced Kiana Youssef. So, more shooters put in by Coach Barker. Oh, a fast transition on offense. Number 21 was moving real quick. But, man, great defensive play by Chanel Newman. She was able to catch up there and not only stop the play, but steal the ball. So possession back in the hands of the rookies. And so Coach Barker, he's got three big defenders down low here for the Wolves. He's decided to opt out and play the game up top around the perimeter, putting in all shooters except for Kaylee Calver. So the rebound situation is not going to be very good on the offense. Number 40 quickly pulls down a shot that went up by the rookies. That's Jannard Wright. Or Geneva Wright, sorry.
All right.
Geneva Wright with a good rebound. And yeah, several girls on the Atlanta Wolves are just very, very tall. Shot goes up by the Wolves, doesn't go down. Not surprisingly, the rebound also goes to the Wolves. And they'll have one more shot here at the basket, trying to get their first 2 points on the board. Another shot. Oh, it was a good line, but just came up short. And went out of bounds, last touch by Mary Lee. So possession will be here for the Wolves underneath their own basket. And as I look around, I see Nanil Chick is starting to show up here. We just saw these guys last week down in Nanil Chick for the Nanil Chick Invitational, and they're up here playing this tournament as well, so that would be fun. And another throw-in on the baseline. First attempt did not work out. Oh, fast move of the ball there. A wide-open shot for three by number 21, Linda Nicolia, will go hard. And another shot, man, just rebounds all. Oh, and Geneva is going to have a real hard fall there. She's on the ground. She's Ryan. Oh, man, she's in a lot of pain. She landed on her knee really hard. Geneva's a very tall, stout girl. She plays really hard from the bottom post, and she took a real hard tumble there. And we'll see. She's definitely going to probably sit this one out now. We'll see if she's able to come back in. Coach Barker got a 30-second timeout. There's also an injury timeout on the floor here. Oh, man, she's just writhing. She stopped crying now. Looks like she's going to be able to get back up. They're taking their time. And a score here, 4-0, with 6 minutes on the clock in the second quarter. Snow coming down a little bit harder. Good thing everyone's making it in. We're seeing the teams trickle in. They're beating the snowfall here because it is really starting to pick up a little bit. It's not too, too heavy, but it is definitely starting to come down. And 6 minutes on the clock here. We're live in Talkeetna. This is the Crawley Classic in Talkeetna, Alaska. The King Cove Rookies are playing against the Tanana Wolves, and the Rookies so far are 4-0. And there's Geneva. She's getting up. She's taking her time. And you can tell she's real tender if she walks off the court. And, yeah, she's got her shoulders up in pain. You can see that she's definitely feeling it. But she's coming in, getting the high five from the teams, the claps from the crowd. Yeah, and the Nanil Chick must be playing here pretty soon because their players are getting all dressed out. So that would be what they want to see. I hope Sam Point gets another attempt because I'm going to tell you right now, Sam Point had a real tough go against the Nanil Chick. They played the best I've ever seen them play, and it was a real good game, but I'd like to see Sam Point go again. So we'll see what kind of matchup we got coming up. Sam Point boys will play tonight. The Sam Point girls got a bye, so they won't play until the next round. And if they win that game, it gives them an automatic berth into the championship. So the game resumes now. Nanana has possession. And 6 on the clock here in the second quarter. And coming in for the Nanana. Oh, there's a good drive on the baseline. And Kaylee goes up with a deflection and knocks the ball out of bounds. They're going to call that out of bounds. No foul calls. So throw it on the baseline for the Tanana Wolves. Low-scoring game, 4-0. Both teams struggling to get the defenses dialed in. We'll see here what fast movement of the ball and players right now by Tanana. We'll see if they can work the ball down low. They've got some tall players, but so far have not been able to utilize the post. Number 14, Gladys Earhart had a great look at the basket, but she chooses not to take it. And I think we've got a young team here. If I had to guess, I'd say the team here from Tanana is very young. They're a bit timid about putting the ball up, so they're passing it around, looking for their opportunity. They've had some open looks at the basket, but they're not taking it. And there's going to be a really off-balance shot. She was driving in, but she was number 21, I believe, but the defense is just pushing her out and out, so she puts an off-balance shot that goes way high. Rookies get that board, and they're bringing it back over onto the other side. Hit pass there by 14, Glass Earhart, but Peyton makes good hustle and gets the ball back. Peyton's got a real strong pass. She's able to move it all the way across court. Good shot by Kaylee Calver. Doesn't go down. And the rebound's going to be tipped up the hands of Chantel Mack. Chantel and Kiana both back in. And Mary Lee and Emily Brandle sitting down for the rookies. They're going to try to see about that bottom post again, it looks like. Cameron Samuelson had a chance to talk with her before the game, and she's feeling a lot better. Her knee is not quite to the point where she's ready to play yet, but she is walking, she said, and it's not as painful as it was when she walked. So luckily things are getting better. There was a little bit of a tweak on her meniscus. They went to the doctor and discovered that. So she's doing good. And the ball goes out of bounds, missed pass by the, or actually a missed dribble by the Wolves. And here comes the rookies moving the ball up fast. And they're taking it down. Oh, there's a great cut by Chantel. And that's exactly what I want to see the rookies doing more of. Pass from the baseline on the outside perimeter. Chantel was cutting into the basket, feeds it in, just continues on the drive up for 2 points off the glass. Beautiful job. 6-0 now. 3:39 to go here in the second quarter. Rookies in the lead. They're playing right now live at the Crawley Classic in Talkeetna, Alaska. Beautiful Talkeetna, Alaska. What a wonderful little village. A little bit of a sleepy town here in the wintertime. It really comes alive. Oh, my goodness. I can see here that they have a sign out back that shows different levels of feet for the snow. So it goes as high as 11 for 11 feet of snow. And that's just nuts. Good effort there by the Wolves. They brought the ball down to the bottom right post, but they weren't able to make any points out of it. The ball gets knocked out of bounds, but it was last touched by the rookies. So a throw-in for the Wolves underneath their own basket. Good throw-in, goes high, and they're able to keep control. And the Tanana Wolves will move the ball around here. They're short their top four, though. Samantha Wright is not with it. Oh, good defense by Peyton. Almost knocks the ball loose. It does go loose, but recovery there by number 21, Linda Nicolia. Keeps the possession for the Wolves. 2:47 on the clock here. Both teams, and it looks like there's a little bit of a shift. Now, both teams are playing a high 2-1-2 zone. Oh, a foul there as the Wolves are driving into the basket. And that's number 21, Linda Nicolia. She gets a foul. And the ball was rolled all the way around the rim and back out. It almost went down, but she'll get two from the line. Here comes her first attempt. We'll see if the Wolves can't get their first points on the board here with this free throw shot. Good look. Yep, there it is. And there's the first points on the board for the Wolves. 6-1. Rookies in the lead. 2:38 to go here in the second. Here's Linda's first, second attempt. And that is good. 2 points now for the Wolves. 6-2 is the score. And King Cove has the ball. Here comes Peyton Kuzakin. They've got Emily Brandle back in. Chantel back in as well. Oh, Kiana tried to move towards the basket. She did a good job bringing it into the post. She got deflected, though. But the rookies keep possession. And there is a ball that's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Chantel. She passed a really hard laser shot to Peyton. That's Peyton right there cutting in past the perimeter. She couldn't adjust in time. It goes out of bounds on the other side. This is a throw-in underneath the Wolves' own basket on the baseline. That's how hard the throw was. The boys from the Nenelchik are now in. So we got the boys' hands open. So, oh, great throw by Emily Brandle. She's moving real fast. She's got Kaylee breaking in towards the basket. Oh, but as she drove into the paint, the ball gets stripped away by number 5, Reese Marks. Good effort there by Reese and Kaylee both. And here's the ball now in the hands of the Wolves. With just under 2 to go here in the first half. The score is 6-2 in favor of the rookies. And coming up will be the girls from the Nenelchik playing, I believe, Nenana. And that ought to be a great... Oh, steal by Payne. She got fast break to the basket. But Reese Martin falling fast. Oh, and Reese is just behind Payne. That put enough pressure for her to miss the layup. Oh, number 12 where the ball stopped suddenly, Taylor Burkett. And Peyton almost just plowed right into her. She wasn't expecting her to stop so fast. Shot for three up. It goes hard off the backboard. Rebound by Chantel. And a 30-second timeout being called by Coach Barker. And as we come into the end here of the first half, Coach Barker, I know, would like to see his girls picking up the offense. They've done fine defensively, and the Wolves have not been able to convert many points. But this is a really low-scoring game for the rookies, primarily because they can't get the bottom post going. The tallest player, Geneva Wright, is on the bench. The rookies should be able to move it down to Chantel, Kiana, and Kaylee, but they're having a hard go of it. And so we'll see what Coach Barker has up his sleeves. Don't forget, 7:30 tonight, the boys of Sandpoint will play against the Sioux Valley Rams. That'll be a real good game. They already played Sioux Valley once. I believe.
Yes.
And I do not know how. No. No, the boys from King Co played Sioux Valley. So this will be the first play for the guys. And I'm trying to remember. The guys lost against Sioux Valley by 5. The rookies lost. The T-Jacks lost by 5. So we'll see how that goes. Here's a throw-in now from the side, from the baseline for the rookies. The ball went out of bounds. Oh, and a fall there. Burkett knocked down Chantel. So the ball goes in. Oh, foul there against the rookies. So now put up a shot from long distance. It doesn't go in. And she tried to get the rebound, and she pushed down the player from the Wolves to get it. 1:03 on the clock here. 6-2 is where the score stays. It's been pretty static here. Real fast transition there by the Wolves, moving the ball up, but they're a quick team, very fast, so they're having a real hard go making points. And there's a real off shot there from 3 points, but number 5 picks it up before it gets to the rim, and she puts in another off-balance floater. That's picked up by Kaylee Calver. Kaylee's going to move the ball up. 40 seconds now on the clock, 6-2. The rookies have the ball. We'll see what they can do here in the last few seconds. Emily Brandel in, Chantel Mack, Kaylee Calver, Janelle Newman, and Kiana Utek, Peyton and Mary Lee both on the bench. Oh, and there's a missed pass. Travel call there. There's a missed pass to Kaylee Calver. And there was a travel as the ball was stolen by number 14, Gladys Earhart. She couldn't get her dribble on. Pass into Chanel. Oh, just off the back of the rim. The rebound gets tipped out with 15 seconds left into the hands of Reese Marks. She's moving real quick. Pulls up from a mid-range jumper. Oh, and on the rebound, a foul called against Kaylee. And that's only the second or third foul of the half for the rookies. So it's a throw-in underneath the baseline. Here's a throw-in. 8 seconds on the clock. Now 7. Now 6. Looking for a chance. They drive the baseline. Flip a jumper. It's long, doesn't go down, out of bounds. They're just going to call that time at the half. So going into the second half, man, we've got a real low-scoring game here, 6-2. Both the rookies and the Wolves having a tough time getting their offenses energized here. But this is just the first game of the Crawley Classic in Talkeetna, so we got a lot of time to see what these ladies are going to pull off here. And there's a very loud buzzer here at Sioux Valley. This is Sitna Valley High School in Talkeetna, Alaska. We are at the Crawley Classic, a wonderful competition here. Lots of great teams. Pretty slow game here for the rookies. The score is 6-2 going into the second half. Both teams are having a real tough go of it offensively. And we'll see what King Cove brings here. Usually they are a very quick team, and they are quick. Everyone's playing quick. Tanana. It's a very fast game of transition. I see here number 40, Geneva Wright, is back in the game. She's the big player for Canada. And there's a bit of discussion on who's going to have possession of the ball. Going to go to King Co. Canada has possession at the second quarter. So it's a half. Ball going in. 8 new minutes on the clock. The team switched back. Oh! There's a steal by Tanana. Number 5 reaches in there. Reese Marks. That's the daughter of the coach. Oh! And we're going to have a blocking call there against Kaylee Calvert. Number 22, Ashley Nicolia, just drove right in. And Kaylee had a pretty good-looking block on it, but the ref was right there. He sees the foul and calls it for 2. That's Kaylee's second. Hard shot off the back iron by Ashley. So we'll get a second attempt here. The score remains 6-2. And here's the second one. It's going to go hard off the back iron, and Kaylee's going to get that board. Tips it out to Chanel, and Chanel's going to slow things down and take her time. And the rookies will set up their offense here. We're here for ASAA basketball, Alaska School Activity Association High School basketball. Nothing quite like it. We're here. This is 1A basketball. Oh, shot by Peyton for three. Didn't go in. Good rebound by Kiana. Her putback doesn't go down, though. She had a really tough position underneath the glass or underneath the basket. Good effort, though, by Kiana. She's been showing a lot of real potential as a freshman. On the floor for the rookies, we've got Peyton Kazakin, Chanel Newman, Chantel Mack, Kaylee Calver, and Kiana Utex. There's a shot that goes wide to the right, and Geneva Wood just hangs out back on the post. They play a four-person offense where they were this time. Maybe they're just telling Geneva not to run. And, yeah, that just results in a steal. And this is a very interesting offense here that the Tanana Wolves are playing because they only bring down a couple players on offense. Everyone else kind of hangs back and waits for the ball to come back. Oh, a shot from the field goes down. That's Kaylee Calvert. And she brings the score now to 8 for the rookies, 2 for Tanana. Here's Tanana. They've got their full squad back now. They're playing an interesting zone defense. It's actually kind of like a... No, they're not playing defense at all. Sorry, they're on offense. They had four players going in a straight line right across the baseline, up high, though, near the three-point line. So it looked like they set up for their offense and then didn't put into motion because the shot went off so quick. Another jumper is going by Kaylee. Doesn't go down. Kiana and Geneva fought to get the board, and it goes into Geneva's favor. So here's the Wolves with the ball. 6 on the clock now in the third quarter. The score is 8-2 here. The snow still continuing to fall here, and it's falling fast. We're seeing a little accumulation. Oh, good steal by Peyton, and she's got a wide open lane ahead of her. She takes that one all the way for 2 points. It's 10-2, and there's the rookie's offense starting to pick things up again. They had a slow first half, and we're starting to see them get a little bit more of that speed. Oh, good shot from the post. Right-hand side, Gladys Earhart puts it up, and off the glass, it counts for 2. 10-4 now, 5:17 to go in the third quarter, and the rookies have possession. It's been a real fun road trip. This is the final stage of the road trip for all these teams. After the Frolic Classic, it's back home, and Unalaska is going to come to Sandpoint, and some of the Sandpoint players will go to Unalaska. And then I believe we have one more regional game of Kings over Sandpoint, and that's it. Shot up by the Wolves. It's an air ball. Last touch by... And they're saying that is last touch by Kaylee. Kaylee's going to sub out, and Mary Lee's going to come in. Kaylee's been playing more of a shooting guard this year. Last 2 years, she played bottom post, but they've really transitioned Chantel and Kiana down into the bottom post and have Kaylee playing a shooting guard. Oh! Tough offense there by 21. Linda Nicolia knocked down Peyton, but Peyton gets right back up, and there's a steal by the rookies. And Peyton looking fine. Oh, high pass goes off the hands of Chanel's fingers. She's able to save it, but can't quite get it to anyone on the rookie side, so it's going to go out of bounds. Here's a full-court press also. And the last full time the rookies put on a full-court press, they left the half-court open, and that resulted in an easy break. Wolves break it this time as well, but the defense moves back real fast. Bad shot goes up by the Wolves, picked up by the rookies, and we're back in hands of the rookies. 4 on the clock now in the third. 3-point shot going up. Peyton Kazakin doesn't go down. Rebound to the Wolves. The score is 10-4. Slow game here. Low scoring. The rookies have picked up their offense a little bit. We'll see if they can continue that forward momentum. Here's a shot up. Oh, nothing but net. And now it's a 4-point game, 10-6. Still low scoring, but both teams definitely putting more on the board than they had in the previous half. And they're trying to move the ball around the perimeter. And it's almost like they're timid about handing it down low. Chanel for the shot. Oh, good putback by Chantel. That's good for 2. And I don't know why the rookies aren't moving the ball down to Chantel. She has been unstoppable from the post. Here's the full court press. Wolves were able to get past it, but they had to work for it. A shot for three is going to come short of the rim, and Mary Lee tips the ball into Peyton Kazak, and Peyton's got two defenders in front of her, so she'll slow down and let the offense catch up, and the rookies will let the play go into motion. The Wolves' defense has really been their strong point. They've held back King Co from really being able to utilize things. There they go. Oh, and there's, yep, body check by Geneva as the ball was moving down to Kiana. Geneva will pop her in the back and send the ball down to the baseline where the rookies will throw it in. Second foul in Geneva. Substitution now, number 22 coming in, and number 14 is going to sit down for the Wolves. That's Ashley Nicolia replacing Gladys Earhart. And the ball gets snatched up by the Wolves, and they'll take possession now. Oh, but a lost dribble, and she goes to the ground. No travel called on that one. Timeout called by Arnold, Coach Arnold, and the ball went down to the ground, and number 14 was working hard to keep it. No, number 12 was working hard to keep her hands on it. She kind of rolled around a little bit, though. The refs didn't call a travel on it. And with 2:30 left in the third, the score is 12-6. But that's double what was scored in the first half, so a much more active third quarter here. We are live in Talkeetna where the snow is coming down just a little bit harder. And this is a very full tournament. Very interestingly enough, the rookies and the Eagles are all going to be staying across the street in a church. So it's going to be a fun bunking situation here. Very generous of the church to open things up for us to stay there. So awesome. The Talkeetna, the last time I was here 2 years ago when King Cove won both championships, it was a really great tournament. Talkeetna, very hospitable and generous. And Ninochik here, too, their generosity was just par exemplar. It was a great tournament there in Ninochik. This is the final tournament on the road. Both teams will be coming home next week early, either Monday or Tuesday. I know both the girls' teams are flying out Monday, and the boys are going to fly out on Tuesday. Here's the Wolves with the ball. They bring it down. Oh, and a foul there. That's going to be a charging call against Geneva, her third. And I see a substitution now. Number 14 is coming in. She's going to tap in for Geneva. That's Glass Earhart. And that could have gone either way there against Geneva or Kaylee. Kaylee was moving alongside. That would have been the third foul for Kaylee. But it swings in the favor of the rookies. And here we go, 2:19 on the clock. King Cove with the ball, 12-6 is the score. And they're going to move it down to Sean Kell, but she's high on the post. Cross the court pass over to Emily Brandle, who's now in for the rookies. That one goes in and out of the rim. And the rebound was to the Wolves. So here comes Canana. They're a real fast-moving team, very fit. Good job at moving the ball on the outside perimeter, but they're having a hard time getting clean shots off or moving it down to the post. A high 3-2 defense being played now by the rookies. Oh! Can't stop the three-pointer, though, and that makes it 12-9. Canana trying to close the gap here. And with 90 seconds on the clock, King Cove has the ball. They'd like to end this one with a couple points. Three-point by Chanel Newman. Oh, drains it! Nothing but the bottom of the net, 15-9. And I was almost worried there that they're going to try a three-point shot, because whenever one team scores a three-point shot, the other team always wants to come back and answer. It doesn't work about 70% of the time, but this time it does work. All right. Oh, full court press there. But in the fray, number 5 gets knocked down, Reese Mark. You're going to call that foul there against Peyton. She was the one coming up behind her and knocking her down. That was an unintentional foul by Peyton. And I see Gary Cooper walking in from the Nilchik. The whole town must be in here for these games. That's quite a drive for these guys. So lots of people here from the Nilchik. We've made friends at the last tournament. Oh, great steal by the rookie. They knocked the ball loose and get their hands on it. Oh, and Peyton drives in. Yeah, she's going to gain a foul there. Number 21, Linda Nicolia, was falling hard on her right, pounds into her, and tries to block the shot. Peyton's going to get two from the line now with 1:05 here in the third quarter. And here we go. She'll get two from the line. Peyton leading the team here, has been a great team leader for the rookies this season. Very proud of her. She gets the ball and puts it up. Buckets on that one, making the score 16-9 now in favor of the rookies. Big shout out to the families of Chloe Gardner and Alyssa Ludwig. Their birthday today. Alyssa turning 18. Chloe turned 17. Can't believe how old everyone's getting. Makes me feel old now. That second attempt there by Peyton goes in, and that's 17-9 now. Shot from three by number 12. Oh, it bounced around and in. It looked like it was going to go far off, but man, it caught the inside lip of the rim and bounced into the glass and down. It's 17-11. And that was desperately needed by Shannon to stay in this game. Rookies with possession now, moving the ball all over the place. Oh, it almost gets intercepted by the Wolves, but good hustle by Chanel. She keeps the possession in the hands of the rookies. Chanel will take a shot from three. She had a great line, and it goes in. 20 now by the rookies. And 20 seconds on the clock. Oh, the offense just totally comes back. Oh, that was a real clean deflection there by Kaylee. They're going to call a foul on that one, but, man, judging by my angle, that looked really clean. So two shots for the Wolves now at the line. And, yep, they're taking time to set the shot. Kaylee got her third foul now. Oh, so I must have missed it because that was a clean shot. That was a clean deflection by Kaylee, and they're calling the foul against Emily Brandle, her first. And Chantel is going to sit down, and Kiana's going to come in. Good job by Chantel. She's done good from the bottom post, working hard, putting up shots. And number 21 does her routine, Linda Nicolia. Her second attempt doesn't go in, hard off the back iron, and rebound between highly contested four, but Peyton gets it. She runs real fast with it. Driving in, oh, a hard bounce over to Emily Grant. Almost gets lost, but Emily keeps control. 3 seconds, they got to get a shot off. Chanel puts it up from three. And it's going to get off by the rim, and no good. And as we end the third quarter, the score 20-11, and what a dramatic change from the second half to the first. On the first half, the score was, ending the first half was 6-2. Now we're at 20-11. Both teams definitely picking things up a little bit. Wanted to take a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much to the Shearing Corporation and the King Cove Corporation, Peninsula Airways and Grant Aviation, Eider Air and Lake Clark Air for their support of these broadcasts. Also, GCI and Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage for their support, their continued support of these broadcasts. And also from the happy guy on the FV Red Hunter. Thank you, everyone, for making these broadcasts a possibility. It's been a real good game here. The rookies have led the way, and they are continuing to do so. The score is 20-11, but a handful of three-point shots on both sides has kept things interesting. Panana is definitely not out of it. You can see that they have the potential to swing things around and gain momentum. And there's the buzzer letting us know it's time to come out and finish this game. This is the fourth and final quarter of the Crawley Classic in Talkeetna, Alaska. A beautiful snowfall here. Staying about steady now, but it's definitely a heavy fall. Interesting to see how much will come down. Canada is going to start out with the ball here in the fourth quarter, and they'll take their time setting up their offense. Oh, and a missed pass there. Almost gets snatched up. Number 21 kind of left the dribble thinking that 14 was going to come and pick it up. Oh, and a foul there on Kaylee Caliber. She's going to pick it for a third, and that was definitely a little bit of a tip. They've had Kaylee down now in the bottom post with Kiana, and Peyton, Chanel, and Emily playing the top perimeter. So two shots now for Geneva Wright. The first one's fired off real quickly, and it does not go down. And she'll get one more attempt. It's kind of an interesting little shot. It doesn't go in, but the rebound goes to the Wolves, and there's a nice pass and a put back by Geneva Wright. It's just 13 now for the Wolves, 20 for the King Cove. And here's the ball moving around. Oh, good job by Kaylee, driving into the paint. She turns into the post, and nice hook shot in We've got an interesting game coming up here next after this one. It's going to be good to see. It's going to be Nanana versus the Nil Chicken. Both of these teams are great teams. So it'll be good for these girls to watch and see who wins that one. If Kings Total can hold on to their lead, they'll play the winner of that matchup. Rookies got the rebound and almost the ball was that stolen. There's another shot by Chanel. It's going to be short, but oh, beautiful put back by Haley Coward. Doesn't go in. She gets a rebound and hands it off to Kiana. Kiana was right into the basket and she fired a real hard shot that went high over the rim and rebounded by the Wolves. And as the Wolves move it up, a foul called there on Chanel. She knocks down number 14. She knocks down number 14. Gladys Earhart. She gets up, though, but that's a pretty tough ball. Second foul for Chanel Newman here in this game. Here's the Wolves with possession, taking their time, moving it down to the post. Geneva runs into some defense, though, and but she is so much taller than everyone. She's able just to lean back a little bit and give a little two-hand toss up. Score 22-15, 7 points. This is about where the lead's been most of the game, 6 to 9 points. But they're closing the gap here. King Co was trying to expand their lead, and they were doing a good job, but good effort there. Missed shot by Emily Brandel. Rebound by the Wolves, and we've got 6 in the game. Ball knockout bounce by Peyton. Good defense by Peyton Kuzak in there. Throw in for the Wolves on the sideline, and they'll bring it in. Here's number 12, or 14 with possession. That's Gladys Earhart. And a shot by Reese Clark, Marks, almost goes up, and Peyton tries to get it, and it goes out, bounds on the baseline. Last touch by Peyton, she got knocked down, though. Emily's going to sit down, Mary Lee's coming in. Good job by Coach. There's some deep breathing there by the, almost snatched away. The ball goes in on the baseline to Geneva. Oh, 3-second violation there, called against Geneva. She was right there underneath the basket, but Peyton just saw exactly the play. She moved right in and put great defensive pressure, forcing that 3-second violation. Here's the rookies. Good shot from 3 points. Great movement of the ball there by the rookies. They drive it down to the left wing and then hand it down to the bottom post, and the defense shifts in and left Peyton wide open at the top of the key, and she drains the 3-point shot. So now the rookies take the lead by 10. Oh, and there's the answer. Long distance call for 2 by the Wolves will make it now 25-17. And that number 12 is quite a shooter, Taylor Burkett. She has done a great job from the field and 3 points. The rookies have the ball, and they're taking their time, burning down the clock, letting the game wind down. But Chanel will take a shot from 3, and man, 3-point shots have been the game right now for the unalas for King Cove. I mean, you know, and they really set their offense to not be about the post, but to be about the 3 points. And it's good to see that they've been able to drop a few because they had a real hard time getting things rolling. Oh, good poke out steal there by Peyton, but man, good attempt by number 14, Earhart, to get the ball back. But Peyton does a wise thing. She slides to the ground, quickly turns around and gets it off. Oh! Back-to-back-to-back 3 points by the rookies. Make this a 31-17 game now. And here's a full court press. Long pass. And a full... Wisely, the coach, Arnold, calls that for Canada, calls a quick timeout there while the girls still have possession, because that was a coast-to-coast pass that was going to get picked off there by the rookies. And, man, the rookies are storming into the lead now, 31-17, being powered in by the 3-point shots. They're doing a great job here. Nice to see all the teams now starting to mingle in together. Some of these players know each other from other tournaments and other games, so you can start seeing them all getting to say hi and pairing up again. These tournaments are just great for that. Tonight at 7:30, don't forget, we'll have the Sandpoint boys squaring off against the Sitna Rams. So that'll be a real tight game. With the Sitna Rams, we're able to pull off a win by, I think, 5 points against the rookies. So we'll see what the Eagles have. They're coming off of 2 wins. So hopefully that momentum will carry on into tonight. It'll be a tough one, though. So Sitna is a 2A school. 4:20 on the clock. Chantel Mack is back in the game. And so is Kaylee Calvert. They're working the bottom post. Peyton, Mary Lee, and Chanel are working the top perimeter. And they're playing the 3-2 defense, 3-2 zone. Makes it real hard to move in, especially when you got the height like Haley and Chantel. Reese moves in, and she's a real good player. She put up a little jump stop from about 12 feet out. She didn't go in, though. It came short. Peyton will take a shot for three. She had a good line. It didn't quite go down, though. And a fight for the rebound by Chantel and number 22, that's Ashley Nicolia, goes out of bounds, last touch by the Wolves. Chanel for three. Oh, good line, but it hits hard off the right-hand side of the basket and jumps high, almost out of bounds. Oh, good breakaway by number 14, Gladys Earhart. The rookies transition fast back onto the defense and shut down that breakaway. So here's the Wolves. They maintain the possession of the ball. And that would have been a close to 5-second violation there. Good defense. Number 12 had a hard time breaking the defense. But she was able to pass the ball, and the Wolves slip a shot. Doesn't go in. So the rookies with that rebound and moving the ball in. And another 3-point shot. This one, Mary Lee. That goes hard off the back of the rim. And Marks gets the rebound for the Wolves. Ball almost stolen from her, but she maintains her dribble. And the Wolves will move around. Oh, interesting shot there by number 22, Ashley Nicolia. It was it took a little bit of a slice into the glass, but perfect angle. Goes in for 2 points, 31-19 now. The rookies still have a strong lead. And there's two more points for the rookies. Mel Newman with a jumper from about 12 feet out. And 2:30 left on the clock to score 33-19. Another shot high off the glass almost goes in for the Wolves, but the rookies get the rebound. And here they move fast. Looking at Jonathan Roeder right now. He's in here for the Sandpoint Eagles. Excited to see them play tonight. Don't forget that game at 7:30. A good opportunity there. Gets rejected as number 22 steals the pass from the rookies and moves the ball over for the Wolves. Good job moving down into the post. Number 14, Gladys Earhart, put up a shot. It was wide open, but she doesn't connect with the basket. The snow still coming down here real strong. We'll see how that factors in. It's just like last time. The snow just started and didn't stop last time we were here in 2013. Rookies have 90 seconds left on the clock. They're burning down the game. Oh, good job by Chanel. Good effort defensively by Burkett to steal the ball. But Chanel maintains possession. And here's the rookies with the ball, moving it around, letting the clock run down. 1:15, but the Wolves are not giving up. They're keeping the pressure tight on defense. And they're taking down to Chantel. Coach Barker saying, move it down to Chantel. A hard shot goes high by Chantel. Rebound into the hands of the Wolves. And they put up a nice stop. Number 5, Reese Marks took it coast to coast, pulled up for the jumper, and it's good. 33-21 now. King Cove maintain their lead. And the rookies will continue to let the game run down. And we're not going to see a real strong attempt here by the Wolves to try to win it. Good pass down to Chantel. She's wide open on the baseline for two. 35 now for the rookies. 30 seconds on the clock. And good steal by Peyton. She breaks it. No. They'll call the clean deflection. Number 14 stayed with her after that steal. Gladys Earhart and rejects it. But there's a steal. Oh, Mary Lee thinking the ball was going out of bounds. And this is the second time she's done that, letting someone catch up with it when she thought it was going out of bounds. You just can't do that. You have to call it all the way. Walking call there against Peyton Kazakin. And with 16 fouls, that won't be a chance from the line. They'll go to the sideline for the throw-in. And I see the girls from the Nilchik. They're coming out, getting ready to play against Nana. That's going to be a real tight game. Nana, a real good team. 5 seconds on the clock. And a shot up by the Wolves won't go in. And there's the buzzer that let the time wind down. And the rookies walk away with the first win here at the Crawley Classic.